Rescuers are nearing the cavity where nine miners are trapped in a flooded shaft at the Kew Creek Mine in Somerset, Pennsylvania. The miners have been stranded there since Wednesday night when they broke through the wall of an adjacent abandoned mine and got soaked in millions of gallons of water. Officials hope the miners are still alive, but time has become the most dangerous enemy. Reporter Jeff Young is on the line from Somerset. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
And tell us what the status is now of the effort to try and find these men alive.
As far as we know, the drills are making good progress, and they're nearing the area where they actually need to slow down and make an assessment of the situation. Mm-hmm. They entering the cavity where they believe the men are trapped is kind of a tricky situation. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of things that they need to do simultaneously. They want to drill in and get the escape passage, this 30-inch diameter tube through which they think they can pull them in to the surface. The other thing they need to watch, though, is to make sure that in drilling into the cavity, they don't also cause more problems by letting water rush in.
Yeah. Their last communication from the miners themselves was some tapping that was heard on Thursday. Has there been any indication since then, to put it in its darkest terms, that the men are still alive?
The last time that they can confirm hearing tapping from the miners was midday Thursday. Late afternoon Thursday, they conducted some seismic testing. Mm-hmm. They conducted some seismic testing to try to listen in, and those tests were inconclusive. The officials are quick to point out, however, that this may simply be due to all the noise produced by this enormous heavy machinery that's at work on the surface to drill these holes down for the escape passages, and they're not necessarily ready to take that as a sign that the hope is lost.
Yeah. What, the water's cold down there, and air must be a problem, obviously.
They are pumping in air, compressed air, via a earlier hole that was drilled, which is about 6 inches in diameter, we're told. And it's compressed air that's going in there, and it's heated, which is, they hope, helping to stave off hypothermia. Mm-hmm. The other thing about the compressed air, it's coming in at about 90 pounds of pressure per square inch, and they believe that that pressure is what is actually creating, maintaining the air bubble that they hope the men are still in. But that air pressure is, in fact, what's keeping the water at bay. And so that's why it's important to not just drill in, but also draw down the water level so that they don't lose that pressure when they puncture the top of the cavity with their drill.
And just in the 15 seconds we have left, Jeff, if somebody's found alive, what will they need on the surface?
The U.S. Navy's undersea medical response team has positioned 9 decompression units, these hyperbaric chambers that they use for undersea divers so that they don't suffer the bends when they come to the surface. And presumably, if a live miner is brought up, he would be rushed to one of those chambers for decompression.
Thanks very much, Jeff Young, a reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.